When the misery ended in October.
Misery?
And the question is, misery. If I had told you, when the season ended in October, if I had told you, here comes an MVP, four All-Stars, and a rookie a year, did you think this was possible, that A.J. Preller could execute this in the month of December?
You know, Lee, probably not. I don't think any manager would say that that could be done. But I knew back in October and into September that he was going to get something done. He was going to do something. You know, we had talked about players. We had talked about some of the things that we needed to do as a group to help this club. We talked about names. We talked about players on other clubs who might become available. And then to watch it unfold, it became less surprising to me that it wasn't going to happen. I thought it was going to happen, that he was going to do some things. To this extent, if to your first question, back in early October, probably not. But now I can see, why this guy was well thought of by our ownership group. I'm sure that he interviewed extremely well and was extremely passionate about, the general manager's job and his vision. And he's going about it in a way that is very professional, but yet unrelenting. It's fun to be a part of. It's fun to watch him work.
Was it important to get the Kemp deal done, and the Kemp deal started the dominoes, which allowed you to get Upton and maybe change the perception of the Padres from other clubs?
Well, I think the Kemp deal, had a lot of momentum, after the season. But I think, that alone was not going to be enough for AJ. And we told him as much. We felt as though we needed to do more. And then at that point, you don't know from. But the Myers deal presented itself. The Upton deal presented itself. The Norris deal, the Middlebrooks deal. A couple of the pitcher signings, they all sort of presented themselves, and then you have a decision to make as an organization and a baseball ops group whether, you go down this path of where we ended up. And collectively as a group, we felt good about where this was all headed. So, again, it one sort of feeds off another. And all these trades and all these deals, you always got to remember that it takes another side to get this done. There's got to be another team or teams ready to do this, the deal, that you foresee. And they have the same vision on their side, with the players that they're getting back from us. So it just worked. And, we took a little bit of a hit on some of our minor league talent. But again, to AJ's point, we got back through this, some young players. Myers at 24, Norris at 25, Middlebrooks at 26. Upton, even though he's on a one-year deal, is 28 years old. Kemp is going to play at 31. He's got 4 years left. I mean, he's still got baseball left in him. So with this, again, there was a vision about a core group of players. There was a vision about youth and athleticism. And also to sum it up, I think there was a short-term goal and also a longer-ranged goal that I think was accomplished.
How critical was it for you to watch these acquisitions come in the door? He dealt 24 players. He got 14 back. But you kept your top three starters. You kept the bullpen. You kept the top three kids at AAA. That's an amazing accomplishment, is it not?
It really is. And I think that, that's what we talked about, going back to, what I said as far as the long term and the short term. That in the short term, if you want to make a run and you want to, field the best team you can possibly field every night, you had to try to keep Ross and Cashner and Kennedy and keep Benoit and keep your bullpen. Try to keep your pitching intact. The long-term vision, it took a little bit with Whelan and Hahn and Alvarez and Turner and Joe Ross, you know, those hurt. But again, acquiring Maurer, acquiring Kelly, those are two big arms that are going to go right into our bullpen. Signing Brandon Morrow, and then we, you know, like you mentioned, we still have Matt Whistler, we still have Casey Kelly, Robbie Erlin, Josh Johnson on the mend, Corey Lupke on the mend. So again, I think it's been really impressive how he's balanced both the immediate future to win a game tomorrow, and also keep things in order years down the line.